Mac and Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Talking about Tucker Carlson, he attacked somebody else too. Surprise. He attacked Barack Obama, calling him a creepy old guy for suggesting people get vaccinated. Tucker Carlson is a sick individual. But he also attacked Kevin McCarthy yesterday. He attacked Kevin McCarthy. Great, I attacked Kevin McCarthy. So Tucker, why are you attacking Kevin McCarthy? This is very interesting. Kevin McCarthy, Carlson broke the news, rents a room, a single room, for a lobbyist named Frank Luntz. He claims that he's paying fair market value. It's just a room. Well, you rent a room from a guy, you're going to have access to his whole house, his kitchen, his living room, foyer, the whole bit. Frank Luntz is a lobbyist. He also is a Republican. He's the one who came up with the marketing of phrases like death taxes and instead of estate taxes, you know, to help the Republican Party. But he's discussed with the Republican Party, no longer a Republican, and he's working on messaging to address vaccine hesitancy. Frank Luntz believes you should have a vaccine. So Kevin McCarthy is being hit by Tucker Carlson for being in bed with Frank Luntz. However, I attack him for a different reason. What the heck is he doing renting a room from Fred Luntz? What's this room business? He's basically living over there with Fred Luntz or Frank Luntz. This is a lobbyist. This is wrong. What's going on with Kevin McCarthy? Why does he have a room? Why does he have a room with a lobbyist? Why does he have a room with a lobbyist? Go to the lines. Larry of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Larry?
Yeah, I don't watch those shows anymore, like Hannity and Carlson, stuff like Alex Smith, whatever that was called. But I don't know why the Democrats or even just normal people don't go after these guys. And it's just, they put this garbage on TV. I mean, Fox doesn't even have a news license from what I understand. You know, it's Fox News. Well, it isn't. It's an entertainment license. They do not do news. They don't have the license.
Right, it's not a legitimate news network in my view, right?
I'm retiring Friday after 43 years of service in public service.
Congratulations, Larry. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. My pension is pretty decent, and I will have some resources to donate to worthy causes. And where's the best place for my political contributions, you know, if you have an idea where I can send, I mean, we're inundated with, you know, people that are running for office, and people that are already in office. I really don't know where, if I donate online, where this goes, but is there a
you know what I would do, Larry, it's very good to hear from you, and I agree with you that Fox is not a legitimate news outfit. In fact, they're getting sued for $1 billion by Dominion voting machines for lying about their voting machines. But when it comes to contributing, what I do is I get a ton of emails, right? I mean, you do too. People running for the state assembly, people running for the state senate, people running for Congress, people running for everything, people running for the Senate coming up. You know what I would do? I would pick one candidate. And what you might want to do is look at the U.S. Senate, because these other ones, especially over where you are in Sun Prairie, a lot of them, the Democrats there are not really under attack. But the U.S. Senate is going to be key to get rid of Ron Johnson. There are three major candidates right now. The first to announce was Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County executive of Outagamie County. The second one to announce was Alex Lazary, vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks, who was instrumental in getting the convention to Milwaukee, the national convention. And the third one, Sarah Godlewski of Eau Claire, who is the state treasurer. So pick one of those. I'm not going to endorse any one of them at this point. You pick one of them. Google them online. Tom Nelson, Alex Lazary, Sarah Godlewski. See who you like and give your contributions to them, because that is the race that we got to win. We got to hold the Senate. Everything else that you do is great, but if you do that, Larry, That would be my recommendation. I want to thank you for calling in. It's great to hear from you. And great to hear that you and I are in sync on the malarkey that Fox News is spitting out. So getting back to Tucker Carlson, Kevin McCarthy renting a room from Frank Luntz. Come on, come on. Frank Luntz is a lobbyist. He charges him fair market value. Give me a break. Show me the receipts. Show me the receipts. Why is he shining around Frank Luntz's house? That's really what it comes down to. So that was an interesting break for Tucker Carlson, and we will see what happens on that going forward. I want to come back to the city of Milwaukee, and there is some taxpayer information that's got to be disclosed. Pension costs for the city of Milwaukee, not the county, the city of Milwaukee, are increasingly cause huge worker layoffs. By 2023, the city is going to have to come up with $76.6 million annually, a little over $76 million annually. This is going to result in 562 layoffs by 2023, 506 more in 2024, 300 more between 2025 and 2027. Now, this is just the plain data. 55.1% of the premium contributions go to the police department. 22.9, call it 23%, go to the fire department. That's a total of 55, 65, 75, 77, 78% of all pension contributions go to the police and fire. The police budget right now, each year, is more than 100% of Milwaukee property taxes. So if anybody out there is from Milwaukee and listening, I know you are, every penny you pay in property tax, every penny goes to the police budget, every penny and more. In fact, almost half of the city's general fund goes to the police department, police salaries and benefits. Police salaries and benefits will increase in 2021, even as the number of officers falls by 120. We are simply not filling 120 positions, and yet salaries and benefits are going to go up overall anyway. One of the reasons is that when Act 10 came in, it exempted police and fire. And that is because the police department endorsed Scott Walker. That's exactly what it was, a quid pro quo from Scott Walker to a union that endorsed him. Of course, the firefighters are much more independent on who they endorse, but obviously you lump police and fire together. Both do superb work. I've told you my first cousin was a police officer. My great uncle was a police officer. My grandfather on my father's side, actually my great grandfather, worked for the fire department in New York City. So this is in my blood, but I will tell you that taxpayers have got to look at this. If over 100% of your property taxes is going to the police department, how is it being managed? And I'm going to make a couple of suggestions. One thing is, I practice law a lot, as you know, in all over the country, but in Milwaukee County, there's very, very sloppy conduct on the part of some lawyers at trials, and you'll have police officers sitting there for hours getting paid, sometimes time and a half, and then they don't get called anyway. Don't get called anyway, especially in a misdemeanor case, but even in some felonies. They'll say, oh, we're not ready for trial, says the defense lawyer, and this, that, and the other thing. That's got to stop. And I think one way to do this is to permit officers to testify by Zoom at preliminary hearings and motions and everything other than the trial itself. And then the trial itself, some discipline on lawyers that you do not just have police officers sitting around. You don't have them sitting around. And if it's a defendant who can pay and it's his fault, assess that as a cost. I'm not saying to an indigent defendant, but I'm saying, and not against the lawyers themselves, but the fact of the matter is the police are being wasted. They're being wasted. The other thing is there are a number of police jobs that could be done by civilians at lower wages. And also, I think you have to face the ultimate decision. If you're going to have an Act 10, it should apply to everybody or nobody. You should either eliminate Act 10 and permit all public employees to organize and have unions or none of them. You don't split it out like this. So I'm putting this on everyone's radar. More than 100% of Milwaukee property taxes are going to the police department. Almost half the general fund. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And nobody raises this when they run for office, and they should. The taxpayers of Milwaukee are getting hosed. Okay, so much more to talk about. Voss, Robin Voss, if there's somebody, you know, I was talking about Tucker Carlson, Kevin McCarthy, and thinking these are unfavorite people of mine. How about another unfavorite person? Robin Voss. You know what he's doing? He's appealing the judge's decision that says that the Republicans can't use taxpayer money to hire people to redistrict before there's even litigation. The Consovoy firm, Boston, getting a minimum of $30,000 a month. That's their minimum fee, no matter what they do. Cap of $975 for the year, grand, but it says that's movable. The local council gets $375 an hour, and they're all sitting around cooking up evil maps with Robin Voss at your expense. Judge said, no way. Use the attorney general. Or if there's a lawsuit, come back to me. There's no lawsuit. You're just doing this to cook up an evil map. Voss is appealing that to the Court of Appeals and then ultimately the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will have to decide. I think that there's a couple of people in the conservative wing of the Supreme Court who do care about taxpayers. And they're going to say, last time they spent $3.5 million on this thing, this time it's going to be more. Out of taxpayer money, is somebody standing up for the taxpayer? If conservatives on the Supreme Court don't stand up for the taxpayer, then we're in big trouble. They always say they are. Voss never does. Voss never does. All right. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.